NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
I'm Zach Arnold, label founder of Sun Return. This is See You on the Horizon for Long Player on 95 BFM.
So, for those who may not know what Sun Return label is about, or who you guys are even, do you want to give a little introduction to what you guys do and who you are?
We're an independent record label based in Tāmaki Makaurau. We strive to amplify the work of artists who find freedom in imagining new and unique sounds.
Yeah, and how long has Sun Return been around for?
Sun Return started in 2019. Darren Fenwick, who makes music as Greengrove, sent me his album Machine Music and kind of asked what I thought, and asked if there were, you know, if I had any advice on releasing the record because of my kind of career history working in broadcast radio and distribution and sales of music. And at the time, the band I was in, Sia, had just come to an end. And yeah, I thought I could help Durham and kind of gave it a go.
More generally, how many artists do you represent at Sun Return?
Ooh, great question. At this point, we're working with 12 different musicians or groups, I guess publicly, and then behind the scenes there are kind of another handful or so that we're just helping along with the process of kind of putting music out there for the first time.
So for this Long Player interview, we are going to be going through 5 songs from 5 different artists, which are all represented by you guys, by Sun Return. And those artists are KMTP, Dateline, Amamelia, Powernap, and Double Double. Could you give us a little amuse-bouche, a little run-through of each of these artists and what they're about?
KMTP is the project of Kedia Patterson. They're an incredible songwriter who I first saw play when they were drumming in Polyester. Together we released their debut EP, PSCU Soon, and yeah, it was just a collection of really beautiful guitar-based kind of devotional tracks. Dateline is the project of Katie Everingham, who is based in Hastings, and she's had heaps of members in her band over the years. At the moment, her band is made up of folks from Hans Puckett, Bub, and Lips. Again, an incredible songwriter, kind of that indie guitar track kind of thing. She has a really incredible way with melody, and her lyrics are pretty heartbreaking. She has a new album that's nearly done. It's nearly all there, and hopefully will be out by the end of the year. Amamelia is the project of Amelia Berry. We must have met out and about. Again, her old band was Polyester, but we kind of became friends when she was hosting the Top 10 on BFM and I was hosting Freak the Sheep. And then once she finished doing the Top 10 and started doing Amelia's Secret, yeah, there was crossover, so we got to see each other every week. And she mentioned that she was releasing music and had released that really great remix of Savage's Swing. And the songs that she had on her computer were some of the standout tracks from Wow, her debut album. And yeah, she just makes incredible electronic music and is a real core member of Tāmaki Makaurau's music scene at the moment. Powernap is the project of Chris Cubby. who I had known from his work in that really great duo Golden Axe. Chris as Powernap and my old band Sia had played heaps of shows together, and I'm a huge fan of his work and his output. And after I had kind of helped Durham and Greengrove release Machine Music and realised that this was something I could actually do and wanted to do more of, Chris was one of the first people I reached out to see if he had any music around. Because at the time he'd released like lots of different singles, but they were hiding in different parts of the internet, or some of them had been taken down or not. And it was just really hard to listen to his music. At least it was in a live setting. So yeah, he's got a mini album called Dinosaurs that is on the way and has released a couple of really incredible singles over the last 2 years. Double Double is the project of Liam Dargaville, who, from memory, I met at Chronophonium when they were performing as one half of Heavy. And I remember I was working for RNZ at the time and was kind of out on my... I was out on my first job kind of doing a recon of the festival. Yeah, and we've gone on ever since. I think, again, Liam's a really core member of Aotearoa's alternative hip-hop scene, and I think a really big influence on lots of those folks who make hip-hop that is slightly, yeah, more alternative and a bit weirder. Yeah, their lyricism is so on point and so sharp. It's been lovely to work with Liam.
Kia ora, my name is KMTP, and you're about to listen to my track I Love My Friends, which is out on Sun Return's vinyl compilation titled See You on the Horizon. This is the first song that I wrote under this new project, and I feel like it lays the foundations for all of the kind of thematic and emotional feelings that I want to write about in a lot of my songs. I Love My Friends, you know, it's about loving your friends. It's also about identifying the real value and worth that friends have, especially in my life, and letting them know that they are appreciated in your friend's circle. If you're ever needing to tell a friend that you love them a lot and you appreciate them, maybe you could send this track to them and, make their day a little bit better.
I love my friends. dumb for my ages about sort of making silly calls and being a bit foolish in regards to your relationships with others and your interactions. And to me, it also feels a bit like it's about peaking when you're younger and then feeling like you're struggling to keep up with where you should be. But, you know, in a fun way. Yeah. Let's go out walking at me.
Okay, so I've opened up the project file for So Good to see if I can remember making it. It's called Amamelia Is Feeling Real, which is kind of the convention I used for naming all of my tracks at the time. I think it was originally like an ambient house track, because I definitely remember making the kind of synthy opening bit on the sofa at work on my lunch break. But then once I kind of got the voice chop, it turned into something else. We've also got a little field recording here from my cell phone. Albert Park, October 7th, 2019. Well, there you go. It's so good.
Club Dinos is a dino jazz instrumental I recorded around the middle of 2020. It's kind of my take on vintage jazz funk and city pop sounds, kind of run through the PowerNet blender. The secret story behind Club Dinos is I drew a comic strip where I travel back in time and to the Jurassic era, and strolling through the ancient jungle, I encounter this amazing jazz bar, and Club Dinos is kind of the soundtrack to that comic strip. I'm super stoked that it's going to be on vinyl, and I'm really excited at the idea that adventurous DJs might actually play Club Dinos in a club. Power down.
We all know a big mic out there in each of our respective scenes and communities, taking up a whole bunch of space, doing far more harm than good, time and time again, despite you or others generously giving your energy to call out, call in, educate, whatever you'd like to call it, just putting a little spotlight, having a little corridor, informing them what was wrong, and lo and behold, surprise, surprise, they go for another attempt, same move, again and again, classic. So if you're listening to this, and you're relating to the character, thinking this song may even be about you, it's probably not, but it's a good start. Look inward, as we all should. Big Mike, Double Double, featuring LVJ, Polly Hill.
I love to pop shots, mostly color bowl. Lemon lime caviar spread, ice beluga roll.
Sights on the front row, with the eyes closed underneath blindfolds to remain unaccountable.
I think they got too comfortable. Feet up in the inflatable.
Yeah, I'ma call him Big Michael, cause I got beef right now with this one dude named Michael.
And I thought it'd sound cool. Got never ending hollow pointed rounds that full of doo-doo. You better hope you're fool.
I'm a fool.
Cause all my bars are stupid. I'll make stupid good look. Doodle rap like I'm coloring books. Over the line and I oop. I'm calling them out in the hook. Keep them on the back foot. Traveling back hard and backwards. I smoke them out backwards.
Back and forth like a tennis match. On all fours like a pup or a house beat. I see you dipping in the kitchen how a mouse be. Sipping on cheap pale ales that you got for free. Now who you connect that you're scooping? I heard your boy Barry's moving boxes for Coopers. Now that don't impress me, Mike. Honestly, your baggage is bad on my back and my psyche. Unlike me, you ain't getting feisty. Timid soft boy tendencies seem kinda likely now. You don't wanna fight me. Just try and see yourself in the past, future, and the present. Don't take offense now. You're the one that said it. Trying to credit me to the level of a peasant. I ain't trying to sever you, so you might as well forget it. You can keep uploading dick pics onto Reddit.
Would it take to change a light bulb? One to climb the ladder, one to quote the Bible. One for the revival of some cultural denial. One for the false idols and one to break the cycle. But don't hold your breath, hold your own. Know your strength, play your role. And like Drake said too, you better know yourself. Get them good views for when the posers do expose themselves. Wow, like them modeling tidy whiteys. I might be hikey, calling out these Mikeys. So mic me, and not another white collar. Pseudo scholar, text my dollar man. If you follow, holler then. This is really about to go down. And when it does, you better come correct. Just like a pronoun, roll now. See, I've been around a block or two. Seasons change, sagas don't like we're watching Doctor Who.
Way back, receding bald cap. Me and Peggy head strap, what LeBron used to have.
You a different kind of on the red,
on the head.
Lay your left, red
tracks on your path. Indiana Jones, man. Yeah, you're both H-bands. Of the times you would've said, yet you still repeat the act, repeat the act, repeat. Like every episode of Friends, you're still playing. Still back to back, back to back, back to back. Ass to ass.
Why you keep running back, same tricks in your bag? Got in memory lapsed.
Well, I've seen that. I don't need that. You can keep that, but you're attached. The pain on my back. I got Draymond's backpack messing with my step back. I'm getting pretty tired of carrying your ass.
That was Longplayer. Thanks NZ On Air Music.